You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the Independent Children's Monitor, Aroturuki Tamariki, released its second annual report on outcomes for Māori in the care and protection system. The report looks at the existing context of Māori children and young people's struggles in state care systems and assesses current outcomes. It examines what is currently being done to support Māori within the system and what more could be done to remediate the current inequities. To discuss the report and what more New Zealand's protection and care systems could be doing to support our tamariki Māori, I spoke to the Children's Commissioner, Claire Ahmad. To start us off on this report, what is the context for these reports, these kinds of reports coming out? What is the history in Oranga Tamariki for, like, how is this context and how is it doing right now?
Look, there's a long context that we need to be really mindful and conscious of when it comes to child protection in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and how we are protecting mokopuna Māori as Indigenous children of our lands. If we actually cast back around 40 years ago, there was an incredible report published called Kuau Te Atatū. And the rangatira who wrote that report, Māori leaders, were focusing on, I guess, the inequities that existed for mokopuna Māori in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and more specifically in our child protection system. And they were saying really clearly, we have to ensure that mokopuna Māori are first and foremost treated as mokopuna and as Māori, and that their full range of rights are upheld. And they were calling for really fundamental reorientation of how we approach child protection in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that the rights of mokopuna and whānau Māori could be more upheld in the comprehensive and holistic ways that are required under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, for example. If we fast forward then to about 10 years ago, there were some significant reforms undertaken called the modernisation of child, youth and family. And that's where Oranga Tamariki, the Ministry for Children, was established. And there were some fundamental things within those reforms that were really focused on ensuring that our state child protection system did better for whānau, including whānau Māori and their mokopuna, their tamariki. And then if we jump ahead to where we are today, what we see looking back across those 40 years and across the last 10 years is that we are still missing far too many opportunities to fully uphold the rights of mokopuna Māori within our care and protection system. And so that's where this latest report from my colleagues at Aruturiki Tamariki, the Independent Children's Monitor, sits within this ecosystem. They're required under the Oversight of Oranga Tamariki System Act to report annually on what are the outcomes for tamariki and rangatahi Māori and their whānau in the Oranga Tamariki system. And so the report that's come out last week, is the second report in that series. And it's such an important report because it shows us where we're still letting mokopuna and whānau Māori down in the system and where we must do better.
And where are those points? I mean, especially as compared to, since this is a long-running problem, compared to what we've seen in the past, where is the system currently struggling? Have we seen any improvements? Have we seen things get worse in some places? And what is the scale of the problem?
The report shows a few things really stark. And this shows where we've got to focus our attention. So first of all, the report shows that tamariki and rangatahi Māori, they do remain significantly overrepresented in the state care and protection and youth justice system. The majority of mokopuna Māori, I should emphasise, are not in this system. But we do see, if we look at the overall numbers of children in our care and protection and youth justice system, there are higher numbers of mokopuna Māori within the system. And then we see as well, if we dig into the data in this report, that mokopuna Māori are experiencing persistent disparities across a range of outcomes when they are in the care and protection and youth justice system. For example, that's across health outcomes, education outcomes, housing and justice outcomes. it shows that we are still letting mokopuna Māori down in this system. And it shows as well that we've got to address this overrepresentation, so we've got to do better at preventing mokopuna Māori from coming into the system in the first place, and there's some incredible work being done by iwi and hapu organisations and kaupapa Māori organisations around the country to work in that area and to prevent children coming into the system in the first place. But it also shows that there's a lot of work that's got to be done to address those inequitable outcomes when mokopuna Māori are within the system. And the report's highlighting some spaces where we need to focus now. And so as the independent advocate for all mokopuna in Aotearoa New Zealand and all those within the care and protection and youth justice system, I'll be advocating for the things that are highlighted in this report to now be taken forward because we actually know where we need to focus on.
And I'd love to talk about those areas for growth in a bit, but first I want to talk about what we've seen done previously and how our sort of current efforts to address the problem are stacking up. You mentioned that there are a bunch of efforts, particularly by iwi and hapu, to address the problem. Is this a case of we don't know how to solve the problem as it currently exists, or is this a case of we have these ideas, we have these tools already, it's just the implementation and expanding the implementation there?
What this report clearly shows is that we actually do know what the solutions are. In fact, it's often whānau, hapu and iwi who first and foremost know what those solutions are. In this report, it highlights some of those initiatives that are happening that are leading to really positive outcomes for mokopuna and whānau Māori. And I think the key message here is that those partnerships between iwi and oranga tamariki, they need to continue to deepen. We need to see more of those partnerships, and we need to see investment flowing into iwi and hapu social services so that they can keep doing this really important work. But the government needs to support that through adequate investment. And it shows as well that when the solutions are grown by community, for community, they tend to have the best outcomes, especially in that prevention space, but also right through to initiatives in, for example, the youth justice space. So we need to see more of these things, and we need to see a faster pace of progressing them.
And I know this is a very complex issue, and so this might be simplifying it down a little bit, but with an election this year, a lot of people will be looking to the various political parties for policies that will be aimed at addressing this issue. Are there any particular policies that you'd like to see that could maybe help in the short, medium or long term to addressing this issue and alleviating some of this disparity that we're seeing in our childcare systems?
Well, something that's absolutely crucial that I want all parties across the parliament to really commit to is putting the voices and lived experiences of mokopuna who have been in this system, who are in this system, at the absolute centre of shaping the system. We actually, I am so fortunate in my role to get to sit and talk and hear from mokopuna Māori who are in the system, who have care experience, who are telling us so powerfully about the things that need to change and what will work for them. They emphasise to me, for example, they want to feel connected, well understood, supported to be safe within their whānau and connected to their whakapapa. They also want to have opportunities to succeed and to realise their dreams, for example, to be in education, to be in training and employment. We now know, for example, if we look at the data, we are sitting with the highest rate of youth unemployment in Aotearoa, New Zealand in a long time. We know that there has to be good opportunities for rangatahi to get into training, education and work. So that's a key policy area of focus that I think needs to be there. Also, we see in this report that there are disparities around housing and access to safe, healthy, secure housing for mokopuna in our care and protection and youth justice system when they're in the system, but also when they're transitioning out of the system. So I want to see clear policies that will ensure that access to the right to housing for all mokopuna in our care and protection youth justice system. And then the last area of policy that I really want to see a cross-parliamentary commitment to is to end in child poverty in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And you might kind of say, what's the connection here with our care and protection system? Well, what we know from a wide range of research and data is that while poverty isn't determinative of things like violence occurring in children's lives, we do know that poverty makes things really stressful for families and whānau and for mokopuna. And so that's why we've got to make ending child poverty in New Zealand an enduring project of national significance that needs to be sustained across successive governments. And we've got to lift those 170,000 children in material hardship out of that poverty, because we know it is shutting them out of far too many opportunities in their childhoods, and as well the lifetime trajectory. If you have been in poverty, we know that it can have an impact on your outcomes across education, justice, and health.
That was the Children's Commissioner, Claire Ahmad, speaking to me about a report from the Independent Children's Monitor, Aroturuki Tamariki, about outcomes for Māori in the care and protection system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.